from seeds to savings. A heartfelt tale of sunflowers, fresh produce, and life lessons in the garden, by Kelly Pulity. Gardening is something I always admired from a distance, largely because I had a knack for turning green things brown. Once, I even managed to kill a cactus. Despite my lack of gardening skills, my mother's lush flower beds and vibrant vegetable garden always fascinated me. Her green thumb turned heads in our small Midwestern town, attracting compliments from neighbors and passers-by. But my real gardening journey began with a simple packet of sunflower seeds. The sunflower surprise. A few summers ago, I bought my mom a couple of sunflower seed packets, expecting them to sprout into modest plants with a handful of seeds. To our amazement, those seeds grew into three towering giants, their thick stems and radiant blooms commanding attention from everyone who passed by. Harvesting the sunflowers became a full-scale operation. My mom and I wielded a handsaw to cut down the sturdy stalks. Then, we spread the massive seed heads on the porch to dry, which turned into another conversation starter for curious visitors. By the end of the season, we had a seemingly endless supply of sunflower seeds, and a shared experience that brought us closer together. Growing food, growing memories. Inspired by our sunflower success, I started paying more attention to my mom's vegetable and fruit gardening. Over time, she taught me her tricks for growing and preserving food. Summer's bounty transformed into homemade tomato sauce, frozen peaches, and crisp cucumbers that lasted long past the growing season. The benefits weren't just practical, they were deeply personal. Gardening offered fresh, delicious produce that saved money at the grocery store. Even more, it brought a sense of pride and accomplishment. There's nothing quite like plucking a ripe tomato from the vine you've nurtured yourself, or savoring sweet strawberries picked fresh from your backyard. Practical tips for sunflowers and beyond. For those inspired to try their hand at gardening, whether with towering sunflowers or potted tomatoes, here are some tips. 1. Start simple. Choose easy-to-grow crops like sunflowers, tomatoes, or lettuce for your first attempt. Sunflowers grow quickly, and their cheerful blooms make the effort worthwhile. 2. Location matters. Sunflowers need full sun, at least 6 to 8 hours a day. Plant them in a sunny spot with well-drained soil. 3. Support the stalks. If growing giant sunflowers, stake them to prevent strong winds from toppling them. 4. Harvest. Smartly. Once sunflower heads turn brown and the seeds loosen, cut the heads and dry them in a warm, ventilated space. 5. Container gardening. If space is limited, try growing vegetables in pots. Tomatoes, peppers, and herbs thrive in containers. 6. Preserve the harvest. Freeze surplus produce, make sauces, or try canning to enjoy homegrown flavors year-round. A growing appreciation. As I approach my 40s, I see gardening not just as a way to grow food, but as a way to grow relationships and life skills. My mother's quiet lessons in the garden have shown me the value of patience, perseverance, and the joy of working with nature. Even if I never achieve a green thumb, I'll carry the memories and the seeds of those shared gardening moments wherever I go.